Hey, what's up? This is Amaya 4000, and you're listening to Poundback Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit, but not reading stuff. Recording out of Portland's greater metropolitan area, but covering all the way up to Seattle, we are the relaunch of the 2012 Best Radio Show nominated Dirtbag Radio. Only now, we are in a legal cannabis state, working in the legal cannabis industry. The sponsor for this show is the Kings of Canna Canna Boutique, located at the corner of Prescott and 15th Street in Portland, Oregon. Make sure to check them out at www.keensofcanna.com. The premise of this show is to try one strain of cannabis and record its effect for science. Someone has to submit their body for science, and I've been doing it for a little bit. Not just this, I actually was part of some government trials here with the VA. I have talked about it in previous episodes. So I'm continuing trials on myself, but this time just with cannabis, taking one strain per episode. I just woke up. It is 7:40 in the morning on a Sunday. I have a lot of homework to do. Tomorrow's our last day of school, turning finals and all that stuff. And instead of doing my homework, I'm doing this podcast. So priorities. Priorities, people. Do you want to be popular or do you want to have good grades in school and be successful? Think about it, bro. So the premise of the show, again, is to try one strain of cannabis, record its effect for science. So we're only going to try one strain. We're not going to cross the strains or anything like that. So we have to wake up, be sober, get fucked up, and then come and record the show. And we're going to record the effects, because a lot of the effects that people are recording are like, oh, this tastes a certain way. This smokes a certain way. I feel euphoric. And if you're like me, you're a little hood. Euphoric isn't really a word that's in your vocabulary. Usually say, man, I am fucked up. Shit like that, right? So what we're trying to do is take each strain, talk for an hour so you guys can see what the effects are. Because some of these strains make you emotional. Some of these strains make you tell family secrets. Some of these strains want you, make you question your what the fuck you're doing with your life. You know, so those are important factors that need to be factored in while you're purchasing your cannabis. So you don't want to, you know, say you're about to go meet your fiance's family for the first time, and then you smoke something that makes you not stay on topic and blab off about like conspiracy theories. Probably not the good first expression you want to make. Probably not the good first impression you want to make. Man, I'm fucking sober. I'm fucking this up. Damn. Hope I'm not. No. I've slept for a good amount. So, all right. So we do have, so what happens is, we have trade samples that are not for resale, and we are one of the sample testers here at the Kings of Canna. That means we get to try this strain for the dispensary. They're like, here, you're the representative. Someone has turned in this sample. They want to get this product into the dispensary. And this is going to be a strain called Gary Poppins from Willamette Valley Alchemy, which I think we already do have in the store as flower and like cartridges, I think. So I might be testing something that's already in the store. I know the brand is. I don't know if this strain specific is. I've seen this strain, but I don't know. Man, I'm only a part-timer, dude. I'm sorry. I should know this information for you guys, but I don't. But the point is, we're going to be trying a strain called Gary Poppins, which is the strains Gary Payton and Red Runts crossed together. Gary Payton being a basketball player here from the Seattle area, Seattle Supersonics, back in the day when we had an NBA team. I don't think we have shit now, but the Seattle Seahawks and the Portland Trailblazers. Two states real close to each other. It's basically the same landscape. People from Oregon think they're better from people from Washington. People from Washington think they're better from people from Oregon. You know, it's whatever. It's depending where you're at. So I'm in the middle. I'm bi-neutral. Is that a word, bi-neutral? Should I be using bi-neutral? Neutral is just, yeah, you're just, whatever. Can't be using these words. You gotta understand, I come from a Christian background. I'm not Christian no more, but that's my background. So I do have a family of like 80 Christians in Houston, Texas area that's probably listening to a couple of these episodes. Even though they say they don't, I have ran into them at the store before. Or, you know, at family events, and they're like, oh, you're still doing that little radio show? Oh, yeah. I'm still doing that little radio show. Your dad's still preaching at that little church, taking people's money. Sweet. Sweet, man. We're all following our dreams. Fuck it. You know? All right, so I'm actually sober right now. For me to continue on talking to you guys, I gotta go get fucked up because if not, you're just listening to a sober guy, and that's not what you're here for. You're here because you care about the science of cannabis and you want to know what the effects are. That's why you're here. For the data. Don't fuck around, Amaya. What the fuck are these side effects? All right, so let's stop waiting, man. Let's go try this. This is Gary Papas. We're gonna go take a couple dabs here. We'll be right back. Hopefully we'll be sloshed by then and we can continue this show. Just hold on for hold on hold on real quick. Hold on. We'll be right back. All right, and we're back. Again, we smoked. Ow. Oh, shit. Should I leave that in? That was not good. I would take that out. And we're back. We just smoked Gary Poppins. It's where the fuck is the box? Let's see. Gary Poppins from Willamette Valley Alchemy. Here's a fun fact. I'm not from here, right? I'm from the South, from Texas. So, when I moved up here, I don't know how to pronounce things in this area. So, the only time I've seen anything close to this was like Corvette, the car, the Corvette, you know? So, I was staring at this and I was like, all right, Willamette, Willamette, right? And it's Willamette. But for like the first couple of months, as a bud tender, I kept saying, oh yeah, the Willamette Valley, like Corvette, Willamette. It made sense. And I found out I've been pronouncing almost everything wrong. Like the way things are up here, if it's spelled a certain way, just pronounce it like some other fucked up way. Like Aaron, that would be like an actual name here instead of Aaron. Kids are named Aaron up here and it's spelled Aaron. It's like backwards up here. So instead of like the car Corvette, you know, it would only make sense to me. I'm from the South though. So again, I just moved up here a couple years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago. Damn, when was it? 20, whatever, 4 years. 4.5 years ago, I escaped from Houston, Texas and moved up here to the Portland, Oregon area. Because you guys have some kick-ass cannabis, and I like these whole mountains and shit and waterfalls that I have never been exposed to. The only time I had seen any landscape was like, I could tell you where I've been in the world. Fuck it. I was born in Houston, right? I went to the Marines in California, but I flew over there, so I didn't like actually see the land only from the air. And then I was in San Diego, but like I was on the base, so it's kind of like being in prison, you know? I didn't have like the freedom to go out on the weekends and shit. I was being like in training boot camp. So yeah, I was there, but I was like literally right next. We were at the San Diego Marine Corps Recruit Depot. It was right next to the airport, which is kind of fucked up, dude. If you like want to leave, literally the fence line is like the airport's right there. So if you jump the fence of the Marine Corps boot camp, you are in the airport terminal. You know what I'm saying? So like it's very tempting to try to escape and shit like that. But you're like, no, I'm here because I want to. But there's a lot of guys that are like, there's stories of people that are trying to escape and shit like that. Like, nah, fuck this, dude. I'm done and try to leave. I don't think anyone successfully made it out because like for one, you don't have money. And then like they know we're right next to them. So like they're gonna be like, hey, come get your recruit, you know? So it's a little weird. So from there, I went to, again, a little bit north, California mountains, which is kind of like a little weird landscape. This is like my first introduction to hills and shit. Because where I'm from is like the Great Plains, which means everything's flat as fuck. There is no mountains. There's no hills. It's flat. And that's why I think in Houston, we really like the city because it's the only, you know, if you like around here, you have like a bunch of mountains and volcanoes and shit, Mount Hood, Mount Rainier, Mount St. Helens, you know. They don't have shit like that in Houston. They have downtown and it looks really impressive. Like, yo, we built that. Well, not we, but like humans that lived here. So, you know, I live here. So I get to take credit because they tax me. So yeah, I'm a Houstonian. Oh, this is all of ours, you know? And it is impressive, but it's like not an actual mountain. It's like you built it. And then that's it. It's all flat. And then it floods. It's at sea level. And it's like that for miles. Like if you drive from Houston, I was stationed like in Florida. So driving from Texas to Florida, it's flat the whole way. There are really no hills that I could think of because you're driving the coast. It's all the Great Plain. And then I was stationed also in North Carolina. And when you start getting into like Alabama, upper Alabama, Georgia area, start getting into kind of like hills, not mountains, but like hills. But you don't see big, I've never seen big mountains that are separate and green until I came up here to the Pacific Northwest. Because even in Colorado, the Rocky Mountains, it's they're called Rocky. There's a bunch of rocks. They're just like big old rocks on top of each other. And they're nice, but like they're not green. Up here is like a fucking, it's a different climate shit that I didn't know about. There's fucking orca whales up here, bro. Like a town. When we got here, there was a town up north, like a couple, like 20, 25 miles up from us. And they're like, hey, be careful. There's like a seal that swam up the river and it's like going down the middle of the road. So there was like a video of a sheriff following this walrus seal on the street, trying to make it go back to the river. Like, yeah, we don't have walrus seals and orcas in Texas, you know? So it's a little bit of a culture shock, you know, like shit. Like you can go into the, we used to go to the beach, to the water, this island called Galveston, Texas, which the whole area I grew up in is like featured in this Netflix documentary, like The Killing Fields of Texas. If you guys haven't watched that. That is literally, like, all my friends and all of us grew up in that area, and I was watching this, like, what? Why didn't anybody fucking tell us, dude? What the shit? And, yeah, the police departments down there are that incompetent, bro. Like, I have a friend, his name, he was actually one of the old hosts from the radio show here. If you guys ever listened to season 3, which I will put up eventually as NFTs here soon. Actually, season 1's up on NFT as NFTs. So if you guys don't know what NFTs are, they're just like, I don't know how to explain it to you guys. But the NFTs, the way our NFTs are, they're just like this. You guys can download this episode. Okay. Season 1 is on the blockchain. So you can go listen to it for free. If you want to buy it, and then, like, you take clips from it and you edit it. Like, you get the rights, so you can do whatever the fuck you want with the show. I'm giving the rights to you, you know? And then that way you can be like, yo, I own this NFT. If you want to edit the audio into little clips, upload them into YouTube, and it monetizes, that's up to you. And it's cheap, too. It's like $5 each one. It's not really that much. And everything just goes to keep the show going. Which we've actually sold a little bit, too. The NFT sales are surprisingly, thank you, if you have bought some. So anyways, what I'm trying to get at is the landscape up here is really cool. Like specifically here, we're in between something called a gorge, which is like basically a huge ass river with mountains on each side of it, and there's waterfalls everywhere because like these mountains kind of spring off from the volcanoes and shit. It's like a rainforest up here, but like a cold one, and it's pine trees. And Bigfoot's like believed in. Oh yeah, dude. Then I moved into like Bigfoot Central too, and not like willingly. This is where the area where I used to pretend, not pretend, but I used to do like amateur Bigfoot hunts. Like I worked for this job where, all right, I guess here to review the Gary Poppins before we go into this. All right, so what we're trying to do is I smoke Gary Poppins is a strain from Willamette Valley Alchemy. It's a cured resin sauce, right? And what we do is we try to record the effects for it. What's going on, right? Am I tired? Am I scared? Am I shaky? You know? I don't feel tired off of this one. I kind of felt a little scared and shaky. I did feel like, usually comes from like sativas, you know, or some hybrids, depending on the terpenes that are in here. There's different types of, I don't want to say chemicals, but like, well, they're called terpenes that are in cannabis plants. And depending, like, you know how when you smell a bud and it might smell like citrus, that smell will affect your high in a certain way. Usually when I smell citrusy for me is like uplifting, like energetic, like I'm not gonna get tired. Like I could probably smoke this and I'll probably wake up a little bit, you know? Which to some people might be like, yay, this is a, I think it's like speeds up your heartbeat a little bit. Kind of gets like kind of like caffeine-ish, you know? Not as hard as caffeine, but it does have like a, it speeds up your heart, speeding up your heartbeat. So if that's doing it after you smoke and you've never experienced that before, that's where the nervousness comes for some people. Oh, I smoke this and I just get really anxious, man. And that's why some of the bud tenders are like, well, it depends what bud you're smoking. And I know we get in this argument, but like there's like a little bit of science behind it, right? So the Gary Poppins, for sure, I was shaky when I was smoking. I didn't smoke as much as I didn't have to take that many. You know, some of these strains, I say I smoke them and I don't feel anything when I'm smoking by myself. No, this one I felt, I don't think I smoked a lot to feel the effects, and I got kind of nervous and scary, I guess, a little bit, you know, for no reason, which is okay. You know, some of your drugs makes you feel a certain, not drugs, some of your cannabis makes you feel a certain way. Just trying to report on this one. I actually like this feeling. I like when cannabis makes me feel like I just did drugs. I don't know. I'm just old school like that. You know, the new school people, they're like, nah, bro, I just want to. People smoke for the flavor. I like to get fucked up because I mean, I know myself. I am in denial that this is legal. And then disbelief, I guess, is the word. So, like, I'm trying to take advantage. I'm like, yo, I gotta be high all the time because, like, I think. I don't know if it's gonna last. Like I'm still like in Houston and Texas, dude, that's not legal. And it's legal over here. How the fuck that happened? It's America. In the same country, as a different state, I can, you know, if I have so much weed or stuff like this in Texas and I get caught with it, like I'm sure I'll get like some kind of penalty or jail or a fine or something. I don't know how loose they are about it now, you know? Here they don't give a fuck, dude. I have literally rolled a joint that I was gonna smoke during my break. While giving a police report of an incident that happened that I witnessed, I was like, you need to take my report. I'm like, all right, but you're talking to me during my break, officer. Would you mind? And I try to be rude. Can I roll my joint while I'm talking to you? Or is that like disrespectful? He's like, I don't care. I guess this is the first time these officers came into the dispensary or whatever. And I'll just, you know, so I was rolling. I have rolled a joint in front of a police officer. I can say that. You know, so that's pretty cool about being in the industry that a bunch of things happen. You know, you see celebrities, we can't say which ones, but they come through sometimes and you recognize them, you're like, ah. And you can't post about it because you don't want to be that person. Or that's how they are here. I know in Houston, dude, if you see like Slim Thug or something on the fucking street, you just run up to him, take a selfie, post it up. Me and Slim Thug, we're hanging out. I wonder how many pictures Slim Thug's in that he's like, yo, I don't know who none of these motherfuckers are. Probably a lot. I would reckon. Ooh, reckon. See? That's not in my vocabulary. So the Gary Poppins is one of these extra vocabulary. I call them vocabulary enhancers, which I don't know if that's good or not. I'll give you an example. I think one time I was buttoning and I had to give this guy $3 back. And I said, instead of saying, here's $3 back, sir, that's your change. I said, sir, your change is three buckaroos. And immediately I was like, sir, I apologize. Buckaroos is not in my vocabulary. I don't really know what's going on right now. It's a side effect of the strain. The Gary Poppins just did that to me because I don't use reckon. I know I'm from the South, but I promise you I'm trying not to. It's not, even if I was in the South, I wouldn't be saying, hey, guys, I reckon. It's not. Fuck. But see, it came out of me. And that needs to be noted. Because some of these, I mean, maybe you don't care about that shit. Maybe you're trying to be funny. You're trying to write some stuff extra. It's pretty, I don't want to say creative, but I guess mentally stimulating because I haven't used, why the fuck would I use reckon? You know, and I just used it. And it's a little bit forgetful of topics because I'm trying to remember what the fuck the point of all this was, you know? And here's a fearfulness now thinking like, man, this guy's fucked up. I don't sound fucked up, do I? I'm pulling it off. Am I pulling it off pretty good? Do I sound normal? Because I'm a little bit freaked out. Not really. But I feel like if I was a new person, like if like I convinced my brother to smoke this or something, or like one of my siblings, and they're like, I feel like this would make them nervous. But I feel because of my massive amounts of drug use, you know, under my belt, I can report this, what I'm feeling, and not actually freak out. I know I've reported things through DMT trips, and this is definitely a big topic jumper. I seem to be going from topic to topic here because I had a point. I was going to go into a story, and I fucking forgot. And here I am talking about DMT again. And let me tell you something that I've noticed, which I was trying to stay away from, that I noticed because I'm addicted to, I could see whenever people download the episodes and ratings and shit like that, and all, you know, because I'm trying to get the show back to where it was. Every time we talked about the most popular shows from Dirtbag Radio, when we talked about DMT and space aliens and shit like that, and I was trying to stay away from that because I'm just trying to review cannabis, you know? Be like, hey, if I take the Gary Poppins, but, you know, at the same time, these shows got to be interesting, so I got to stick to topics that people want to hear about, right? So, like, I'm not that known. But back in the day, like 10 years ago, people knew like, hey, this guy was like people knew I worked at NASA in Houston. I was a teacher at a college, you know what I'm saying, a professor and stuff like that. So I was an electrical theory professor at a college. Check that. I worked at NASA. I was in the Marines. I had a secret clearance, you know. So people knew that. But at the same time, I liked to party because I was really restricted growing up. So I was like, fuck this, dude. If I'm sinning, I'm a sin all the way, you know. So I know when I came back from the Marines, like, well, I haven't done any drugs. You know, I went into the Marine Corps and I hadn't really done anything bad. I was like really Christian. And then in the Marines, I was like, yo, this is kind of weird saying I'm Christian, but here I am like participating in like war and stuff. And I don't feel real Christianish, the things we're doing. So maybe I'm not being, you know, I didn't feel true to myself. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm not. And then, damn it, dude, what the fuck was the point of this? This is a really, okay, this is like the third or fourth time I forget the point. So I'm trying to keep it from like me having to stop the show and go back and remember what the fuck the point was. But we have to note that the Gary Poppins, it's a topic jumper. I'm not getting to the whole point. I know I have a point. I'm like, okay, well, it's like a paragraph. I have a paragraph of points to make, right? I feel like I'm starting a couple sentences, and those sentences go to another paragraph of another point, and I'm not completing my thoughts. So that would be an effect from the Gary Poppins. It's made from Gary Payton and Red Runts. That's the strains crossed together. So I know I'll be, who the fuck is Gary Payton? And you recognize when the name Gary Payton comes up, it's like, in this dude, what was that video game, NBA Jam? He was one of the people you picked on the video game NBA Jam. That's how important he was. NBA Jam was a video game where you only got like three players from each team. It was like Sean Kemp, Gary Payton, and somebody else. See, I don't even fucking know. But we know Gary Payton. I don't know if he hangs out here in the area still or not. I would assume he would. But there's a lot of people coming up here, bro. Think you guys are kind of sleeping on this area. And other locals might be like, yeah, don't come here. But like, visit here, you know, spend your money here and then go back home. That would be really cool and convenient for everybody, you know, so if you could do that. But no, we have like a lot of people that are coming up here, like artists and shit like that. Like before Denver took Russell Wilson from the Seattle Seahawks, him and Sierra were like literally looking into bringing the NFL to Portland. They're trying to look for areas and shit. But this was during like the midst of COVID, like right when it happened, COVID hit. So people were like, oh, you really think we need football right now, you know? And it didn't happen. So COVID killed. I don't think anyone's reported that. First here, Poundbag Radio, reporting to you that COVID killed Portland football from coming to the, you know, NFL, the NFL coming to Portland. Because Russell Wilson and Sierra were really trying to bring it here. And I was like, man, that means they're gonna need someplace to party. And me being an old Houston club promoter, I have experience. I was like, man, shit, we could, you know, we had celebrities at our parties back in the day. We could do keep doing it. Be like, hey, remember that one time when me and Slim Thug and whoever I snapped a selfie without him seeing? No, I just run into people all the time because it's like the same areas, dude. I ran into like Riff Raff when he was like still one of the guys from G's to Gents, like in some MTV show. That's where Riff Raff came from. Riff Raff, the rapper, started like from some MTV thing. And then I remember seeing him. He's like, ah, oh, he, it, every, there was like people from different parts of the area, like Atlanta, New York. And then Riff Raff was like from Houston, Texas. And that's where I'm from. I was like, ah, oh, damn it, dog. And I know people like Riff Raff. I mean, you know, they're like, they get the N-word pass with, you know, the community. They're just part, you know, down there, the N-word's different. Like, it's more like if you're poor. I was poor, so like everyone used it, you know. I think people still use it down there. Like Theo Von said, I stopped using the N-word around 4 years ago when everybody else did. Yeah. Like at the be around the time I moved to Portland, it's just part of the lingo. I think even right now, people will say the N-word in down in Texas, and it's like it's they're white, they're Mexican or black, and like people don't really give a shit. Like they do up here. Dude, you see the N-word up here? It's whatever. You know what I'm saying? I know the only people that kind of don't get that's like Pacific Islanders, you know? Oh, I'm starting to get a little racial here. What? What's going on? Gary Poppins. Whoa. Well, we're not even gonna we're what's what? Oh, I'm so confused now. I'm gonna just pretend. I'm so confused. Yo, what's happening? Gary Poppins. This is a dangerous strain, dog. Hey, you can't smoke this and do something important. For sure. Imagine if this was a job interview. I'm here talking about racial shit. Like, hey, what are you, Pacific Islanders? What? Bro. My bad. It's just here. I was trying to say, like, nobody says the N-word here. Only, like, it's really taboo if you do and if you're not black. So, but down south, that's all I'm trying to say. I'm trying to be a Portlander, you know? I'm not trying to stand out and, like, yeah, I'm trying to fit in, dude. I left Texas for a reason. You guys didn't legalize cannabis. So I was like, I'm out of here, bro. This is some bullshit. What the fuck? How the fuck? Why the fuck Texas not legalizing it? That we're supposed to be like number one. And I don't know. Traveling outside of Texas, that's dangerous. So you start getting to see other people, and you see like beautiful landscape, and you're like, yo, there's houses there. Like, yo, people live here. Like, y'all make money here. What? I can make money here, you know? So what really boosted me was like, I didn't like dude, the hurricanes suck. And it was like continuous. And I think I've lost like three or four cars in my lifetime to hurricanes, you know, like the flooding. They got like a, I can think of my Eclipse, it got flooded out. Of my dad, like, drove into a flooded area, had to like swim out of the minivan. So we lost the minivan to the, you know, we've lost many cars to the hurricane. And like, I don't know why it never clicked. Like, I think it scared me too, because I had like someone, I was thinking about buying a house before I moved up here to Portland. Like we started looking into it, and I had a friend, same age as me, she just bought a house, and then the hurricane Harvey happened, and her house that she just bought got flooded in. And I started seeing areas that I wanted to move to. I'm like, yo, this hurricane fucked that neighborhood up. I was like, man, there's really nowhere. The whole area gets flooded because it's all sea level, and like straight up, it's not really. No one maintains the system. You know what I'm saying? So like debris clogs up the stuff, so it doesn't work the way it's supposed to. Sometimes the draining system is supposed to route all the water out to sea. But it was clogged up, it just builds up and like neighborhoods get flooded out. And there's like bayous and ditches all throughout the city and people's backyards and stuff. And when the hurricane happened, they're like, hey, don't go out in the water. There's an alligator and snake watch, you know? You might get eaten by an alligator, you know? And there's like fucking videos of alligators coming in people's backyards. You're like, yo, what the fuck is happening, bro? Like, if we live here, we gotta worry about alligators? Are you fucking kidding? You know, that's why I'm thinking, like, man, this, I don't know if this is worth it, dude. That's one of the big factors to moving up here too. It was like, go, like, man. And here's the funny part, like, I lived in the hood of Houston. Like, some people would be like, ooh, I would never live here. And I was like, man, 950, dude, I lived in this place. Listen to this price. I had a 5-bedroom house. A 2-story, 5-bedroom house for $950 a month in Texas. And this wasn't like Section 8 or anything. That's how much these houses were going for. They built this subdivision and it looked really nice. You know, every house looked exactly the same, had a little, you know, little, they're a little bit close to like little townhomes, right? 950 a month. But dude, one of my friends said, you know, it's hood. Like, I don't know. I mean, when I was growing up, I was raised in a trailer park, you know, in apartments. So all the kids always ran together in herds. You know, we were outside. We didn't have the internet or Roblox and shit like that. There was nothing. The internet, when I was a kid, nobody knew what the fuck the internet was. I remember, I'm so old, bro. Let me tell you, I was there. I remember being alive and seeing Spanish TV start in Houston. I remember my dad was started watching this TV station. I'm like, why are we watching this? It was like weird. Like, oh, because at 6 p.m. it's gonna start broadcasting in Spanish. I'm like, what? And then like once that show was done, it started like broadcasting. I guess it turned into Univision or some shit. So that's how I'm fucking 39, dude. I remember when Spanish TV started on like antenna television. That's how old I am. So we ran in packs, like apartment kids or trailer park kids or whatever. My friend said, that's how you know a place is ghetto, if you see all these kids running around outside in packs. And that's what it was kind of where I lived at, you know. Sometimes I get home and there's like a bunch of kids in my porch, like, okay, guys. But it was like the name, it's just it's so many people. It was, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, that sounds weird, right? It's like it was just very compact or whatever. So it was like apartments almost, but 950 for a 5-bedroom, you know, because it was hood. It was in the hood. Like I was naive to it, you know. It took me, I think I left work. I was a club promoter and I was driving back home and I was trying to do the U-turn to come into my, I stopped at the light and then these girls are at the corner are like, hey. And I'm like, oh my God, are these hookers? You know, my dumb ass. It's like on the corner of Jensen and Tidwell, if you're from Houston, if you understand where that's at. And then I told my chick, like, hey, I think there was like hookers down the street over there. She's like, yeah, where do you think we're living at? Like, oh shit, I don't know. She knew where we were at, but it was like a good deal. I could kind of understand why your parents were worried all the time. Now, I didn't really understand. I was like, yeah, whatever, bro. Who's gonna fuck with me? But it's like Houston, it's so big that like the north side of Houston and the south side of Houston, it's like almost two different cities and they don't really fuck with each other. Like here, In this area, it's like compared to like Portland versus we're at the border at with Oregon and Washington State. Like literally one side of the river is Oregon and the other side of the river is Washington. And both sides interchange all the time. Like people live on one side, work on the other, you know. So both cities like rely on each other. We're considered, I think Vancouver's considered part of Portland's greater metropolitan area. It's like, oh, this Vancouver's one of our neighborhoods, which is true because it's like it's all it's just it's you know, it's a border, but like it's states. Just the laws are a little bit different, but not really. Whoops. Anyways, this Gary Pappas keeps getting us to off topic, but I kind of remember what I'm trying to get to. Okay, so I was trying to tell you about this area and the difference. You know, like in Texas, I think you can legally shoot a Bigfoot, and up here, it is literally illegal to shoot a Bigfoot. Like we believe in Bigfoot. There was a petition trying to pass to like put Bigfoot as an endangered species. We're in Bigfoot Central up here. I wasn't even fucking aware of that, you know. I didn't move up here because of that. In fact, that's what I was trying to get at too. I was trying to tell you about this Bigfoot encounter that I had up here, and it made me stop Bigfooting, you know. 'Cause that's where I'm getting at. That's the, okay. See, it's been fucking. How long has it been? 38 minutes. Probably half an hour. I'm trying to tell you. The point of this is. Let me try to summarize here. I brought up the numbers because whenever I talk about conspiracy theory shit, the numbers go up. So I kind of want to review these strains, but at the same time, I'm assuming I have to merge them now. So sorry, Willamette Valley Alchemy. I'm not saying that Gary Poppins is gonna maybe, or maybe it does. Gary Poppins make the locals want to confess their Bigfoot experience because that's what the fuck's happening right now, I guess. Apparently, this is where the Gary Poppins is taking me in this podcast because we're this one. I had an idea of where it was going in it. I'm looking at my list and it's not, I haven't hit none of those topics. I've been freestyling it this whole time. So, Gary Poppins, will you stay on your plan? Fuck no. You're going solo. This is a party fucking strain. You want to party, bro? You want some consequences to your actions later on? Gary Poppins, guaranteed to get you in trouble. But the good thing is just this is just a podcast and we're just reviewing this. So, all right, here we go. This whole area up here, and I wasn't aware of this when I moved up here, but like there is a word for the natives. There's still natives up here. Skookum is one of the words. There's an area. Ape Valley, there's Ape Cave. And the Ape Valley was named because some loggers had like an experience with like some big, like five or four Bigfoot creatures threw shit at them and like attacked them throughout the night. Like one came in the cabin and one, they got shot. Like they shot a Bigfoot and it ran out. There was like three hunters. It's a long ass story. You can look it up if you want. Ape Valley, Washington. That's why the valley got the something happened in this valley, and it's like saying, "Hey, this is Ape Valley. There's apes here, you know, because shit's gone down here." Skookum is a native word for Bigfoots, and there's Skookum River, Skookum Valley. So this whole area is Bigfoot Central, and I don't know if you're up to par with your Bigfoot. I don't even know what the fuck to call it, knowledge or whatever, but the main senses are like one of the main things that people are starting to throw together with Bigfoot because of the eyewitnesses and stuff like that, accounts. And they don't think Bigfoot is like just like some big old ape. They think Bigfoot is like some supernatural, hyperdimensional, like telepathy, teleportation. Okay, you know how the movie Predator, the dude like can make himself invisible. There's video of like cloaking, like some there's hunters in the trees, and they're recording this thing. You could tell it's something. It's, you know, it's distorting, like a little, like literally, like you're looking at the Predator movie. And it reaches from one tree to another and it moves to the other side. And like it moves from one tree to the other tree without going down to the ground. I've heard that these things are up on the trees too. You know, there's big ass trees around here, you know, the landscape up here, I can see it, dude. There's houses and shit around here too, but like, there's a lot of forest and there's a lot of mountains, and it's kind of hard to get to. There's a lot of, there's a bunch of places. There's a park in some town next to us. You go down the gorge on the Washington side. I forgot what the fuck. Bonneville, I think is what it's called. There's a park there, and the park has statues of Bigfoot. It's like, hey, this is the Bigfoot family. This is a Bigfoot area. And they kind of tell you, like, the park, like, the city invested money to make this, like, park to not warn people about Bigfoot, but, like, tell people about the Bigfoots that are in the area. You know? And I think I have a picture of that, too. So, like, people invested money. And it could be a tourist thing, but, like, this town's not really that big to give a fuck of. They just have, like, one gas station, and that's it. It's like a little community. And I don't know, man. So my Bigfoot experience, I used to work for this company. I can't say the name, but I was like a field service agent. So what they would do, they would send me to different locations. I would fly out of Houston on Monday. I get my assignment like, hey, this week you're going to, I think over here, they used to send me to a place in Longview, Washington, some plant. And our machines used to look at, like, the exhaust coming from the factories, right? So I used to just go work on our machines from our factory and just make sure they were running okay. They had to pass inspection every once in a while to be in compliance. This thing reported, like, pollution to the government and stuff like that. So if I finished the job quick enough, say if I was, they were kind of rounded, like, okay, you're probably going to be there for 2 or 3 days. So you're going to fly Monday, work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and fly back Friday. If I worked fast enough, I could, or, you know, the day ends, there's still daylight. You leave work at 3, and I go to the hotel, and instead of chilling, I would go out somewhere, right? And I had never been to national parks, and I saw that there was one kind of close to where I was at in the map, sort of. To me, see, 3 hours of driving is not that long for me mentally, you know, because I, you know, 6 hours, like from 4 to 10 p.m., I could be sitting in my ass, or that same time I could be sitting in a car just driving, looking at things I never seen before, you know. So I would take drives. What a lot of people don't know is, like, there's a lot of scenic routes and, like, scenic bypasses and stops, so it looks like you're in, like, the middle of nowhere, but you're, like, next to a parking lot. So I would do that a lot. I'd go stop, like, at rest stops, kind of look around and, like, record myself and be like, hey guys, we're here looking for Bigfoot, because it looks like someplace you would be in the middle of nowhere, but I was always next to some kind of something, you know. So I started going up towards the Olympic National Park. And I didn't know that this national park, you know, each one's different. Some of them you could drive through and you can't really, like, there's no rangers. Like, I think the North Cascade National Park, you just, like, it's just a highway you drive through. But there's no, like, there's no ranger station or, like, a gate or shit like that where you have to pay to go in. It's just, like, it's just, you just happen to go to the national park. Because, like, Yosemite, like, some of these you got to, like, pay to go in. You know, like $30, and this is it, and this is, you know, it's a big deal. Here's the map right at the entrance, you know, that type of shit. And there's, it's more controlled. I didn't know the Olympic National Park. This one, it's like, think of a circle. You can't drive through it. You gotta, like, go to different towns around it. You know, if that makes any sense. And so you got to attack it from there. So you could go all the way up north to, like, Port Angeles and come from the north into it to the south. Only lets you go in a little bit. And there's, like, you know, the whole rainforest. You got to go all the way to the west and go in through that side. You can't reach through it. You know, it's still the national park, but it's so big. But you could only access certain things from certain areas. I didn't know that. So I was driving to some place called Hood Sport, Washington, if you guys want to Google it. And then from there was this highway that it was taking me into, and I just kept following it, and I saw that it was taking me towards the national park. but I didn't see an entrance or anything. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll just drive through. I was naive. I've never been here. You know, I'm from the fucking city. You know what I'm saying? I'm just pretending here. I'm not a fucking outdoorsman. I think I had like Burger King on me. I didn't have shit on me like that. You know, it was like, I was just trying to get some clips of some cool looking places. So while I'm driving, it was sprinkling. It was always raining up here. So I'm like, okay, well, whatever. It's just raining. And I guess it was raining hard enough to like where a river was flooding and I wasn't really aware. And do like 30 minutes more and I would have been stuck like in the middle of nowhere by some overflowing river. It was freaking crazy how this happened. So, man, actually thinking about it now, that thing scared me out of the way. It probably saved my life, to be honest with you. Huh, I never thought about that. Interesting. Okay, so let me tell you what's going on. I start going down this road and it's just going. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to go towards the national park. I guess I'll get into a gate or something. And this is coming from the south side from like Hood Sport. So you can see on the map, you look at Hood Sport, look at Olympus National Park, and you're trying to go towards it. I'm just following GPS. It's not really that good. So I'm just like, kind of like, fuck, I'm just like, I don't get good reception. You know, I'm kind of in the middle of nowhere. There's a bunch of trees and shit. And so I keep going, I keep going. I see like there's some kind of campground that I'm coming next to. I'm next to like some lake area. I'm driving right next to a lake, like to the left of me. Like I'm on the side of a mountain, kind of like next to some lake, and it's like diagonal, but and it turns into dirt road. So I'm like, man, this is a, and I got all the way to some place, but it was gated, and that's what I was like, I couldn't go in. So I was like, okay, well, I don't know what the fuck this is. So that's weird. It's on the map, but it's like closed off, but people are there. It's probably my chance to leave, you know. So, because I was next to like a lake and it kind of goes diagonal because I'm next to like a mountainside, you know, bunch of trees and it's dirt road. I don't even know where I could probably drive there, but I don't know exactly on the map. I've tried looking at it. So I'm recording myself and recording me talking to these like waterfalls and shit, just being stupid because I was high, you know, I smoked on the way there while driving or whatever, because I mean, I'm from Texas. We do that there, but it's like, okay, well, I'm gonna smoke a couple joints and just drive around. Cool. And you know, and if you're here from the Pacific Northwest, you know, like everything's green and brown. You know, it has a certain color. It was raining. I remember I was inside the car and had the window down. I didn't get out. I wasn't outside the car, but again, it's like when I say it's diagonal, it's like I'm on the side of a mountain, right? And it's like 45 degrees, but the road I'm on happens to be level, but it's like carved into the mountain, and I'm like right next to this lake. There's nothing, dude. I'm like, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. I'm like kind of like on this dirt road, trying to go to a national park, and this is not an entrance to go into this national park. It's probably why I was roped off, or I don't know, whatever. So, I look to my left and up. As I start looking up, like, man, this is pretty. There's a bunch of trees. And then I see like this black figure, and it was I don't know if it was there before or not. I didn't notice it before. And then as soon as I saw it, though, I got this weird feeling like I don't fuck around with shit like that, dude, to be honest with you. I watch scary movies, and the first thing I see all the time is like Pablo Francisco, the comedian, used to say, you know, hello, Billy, what? You know, it's something, what's that noise, huh? And then they get killed and shit, you know? Fuck that. That's not gonna be me. As soon as I hear something, I'm out, bro. I'm out. I just leave the area immediately. I'm not gonna be part of no fucking shit like that. Fuck that, right? So I used to joke around about Bigfoot and going to places, and like while I was hiking these places or state parks or national parks, all right, guys, I think I kind of heard something, or like, hey, Bigfoot, you know, being stupid. I didn't do that this trip, but I did. I was going to, and then I saw this black figure. Like big, large, black, dark, pitch black. And it did not fit into the rest of it. Wasn't a shadow. It was like next to this tree. And it was like up. If you could look, I think, I guess if you're facing your computer, look to the left and up like 45 degrees. And it's something's up there. Cause I'm next to this, again, I'm next to on the side of a mountain, right? So something's up there. And I'm in my car. And I'm like, this thing can get to me like in 3 to 5 seconds. Like, how long, you know? And I'm just thinking all these, and I remember fear coming over me, like, no.
And I just like went, closed the window and like drove. I couldn't drive off fast because it's a dirt road and I was like in a fucking sports car. I think I was in a Ford Mustang, dude. In the dirt roads in the Ford Mustang when it was raining. That's fucking stupid. Saying this out loud. Jesus Christ. Okay, so yeah, that's what I was doing. So I'm dumb. I'm from the city. I don't fucking know. I just know I could rent the Ford Mustang and the company would pay for it. So fuck, I'm gonna take the Ford Mustang. It's fucking raining. This is a dirt road. It'll turn to concrete, right? Why the fuck would there be dirt? You know, I'm from Houston. Why the fuck is there dirt roads? There's concrete everywhere, you know? That's not how it is up here. Like, I trip out because there's not like, yo, where's the barrier? I could fall off this mountain. What the fuck? This isn't safe. Does the city know about this? Because in Texas, there's freeways, there's borders, you know, like, people hit them all the time. Like, you know, you need them. Or people are going to fall off. So up here, they're like, yo, you fall off, you're stupid. You're on the fucking side of the mountain. What the hell's wrong with you? Drive carefully. We built this road for you. We're not going to put barriers everywhere. Stay on the road. And that's how it is, like, in Colorado, all these mountain, you know. And if you're like me, that's not used to that shit. You freak out when you see that. Yeah, I see this thing. I got this immediate feeling of, fuck this, I'm out of here. I stopped playing, I stopped recording. I was kind of joyful, trying to think of funny shit. Dude, I get serious face. Like, oh, shit, like if your dad caught you masturbating or something. Like, oh, party's done. It's done. Like, you know, you just realizing everything that's about to happen, you know. So, like that. That's not ever happened to me. I'm just assuming that's what the, you know, that's what I could compare it, I would imagine. Yeah. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm out of here. And I start driving. And even then, I'm so scared. I'm like, yo, what if this thing comes and, like, pushes me off? I'm in a fucking Ford Mustang. I'm going, like, 5-10 miles an hour because I'm having to go over potholes. And because it's a unpaved fucking dirt road. That's why. And, yeah. That was the last time I fucked around. I don't know what I saw, dude. Straight up. I have no fucking clue. Someone said a black bear, and I was like, maybe. I don't think so, though, because that shit was huge. Like, you go in the Pacific Northwest, and everything's green and brown. It's fucking pine trees, you know? Everything's covered in green moth, you know? So it's not, like, different shades of shit, you know? And then this thing was next to the tree. It was, like, large and black. And I probably stared at it for a little bit. I didn't see any eyes. I didn't see any figure. It's just black mass, like, next to this. I don't even know. I didn't want to find out. And I bounced. And I have never fucked around about Bigfoot after that. I think a couple of weeks after that, I started looking into, like, different stories, right? And here, again, I'm telling you this because I'm from the fucking city of Houston. From the city. Like, I don't know shit about hunting. Like, I was in the Marines. I could shoot an M16, you know? But that's not the same as fucking hunting, you know? It's different shit. So, and I'm telling you this because I read an article weeks later saying Hunter gets raped by Bigfoot. And I'm like, what? That guy's an experienced dude. He would think, like, no one's raping me. I got a fucking, I don't know, what would you take, a shotgun? What do you even take out there? See, I don't even know. I was out there in a Ford Mustang, and I think it ran into a Bigfoot, you know? And then there's a hunter camping out there in his element. He's like coming out saying, I got raped by a Bigfoot. And so that's when I decided that I'm not going to fuck around with Bigfoots anymore, bro. Like, that's not my... I used to play around about it. I'm like, man, you know what? What am I going to do? I used to think that maybe I'll capture it on video or something like that. But now I'm like, man, these things, like, disappear and shit. They're, like, they're hyper-dimensional. They're not, like, imagine, I guess, if, like, apes evolved and smoked DMT or ate all the mushrooms and are like, yo, we're one with ourselves, bro. Fuck you guys. And, like, they're supernatural now. And that's what Bigfoots are. They disappear, dog. They're, like, there's a story. I can't find it now, but I remember there's a guy that got into... the dude had private property that had a hiking trail to a waterfall, and in that waterfall area, there's a family of Bigfoots. And this guy lived with these people, these Bigfoots, for like 6 months. And he got permission to stay into the, he got permission to camp there for like 6 months from the person, right? And then after he reported, yo, the Bigfoot family I've been living with, he didn't get permission to go back after that, right? But there's a report of some guy here in Washington somewhere that he lived with a family of Bigfoots in a private property waterfall thing, and he tried to go back to get more. Basically, like, he, they were telepathic, and like, there was two Bigfoot kids and shit like that. It's like, it was a family, and they like accepted him or whatever. Like the, what's that girl's lady's name, Jean Goodall or whatever the fuck, with the monkeys and shit. There's some dude up here that's claiming the same shit, but with like Bigfoots, you know. So like, the foot, there's footage up, and dude, there's like the TikTok footage. Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to get off topic here, but see, I don't want to be that dude. But someone did bring it up to me a while back and asked me, how come you don't do the Bigfoot stuff anymore? I thought you were like looking for Bigfoot. Because if you look at, you know, Facebook gives you those memories and shit. And like from like 5-6 years ago, it's like, oh yeah, I was on this Bigfoot hunt. I was in the same places where some of these people make their YouTube videos. Like, yeah, I've been there. The same place I was, you know, where was it? Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's like some Bigfoot stuff there that we have pictures of. And years later, people are making YouTube videos out of it. Like, man, should I be doing that too? I'm trying to be some kind of creative. So should I like hunt for Bigfoot here? Because I have all the equipment. I'm scared. my chick's all down for it. She likes haunted houses and shit. And, you know, I was raised super Christian. So, you know, those things are, you know, I guess I do, you know, it's all fun and games till like you see something. You're like, I don't know what I saw, dude. And I don't want to find out what I'm good, man. You know, but at the same time, you're like, come on, man, you're in the area. It's right, literally like an hour away. I can like hunt for a Bigfoot if I want to. Which is scary. Like, what's stopping them from coming here? You know, bears come into our neighborhood. We've had, like, bears. Hey, watch out for this bear. He's in this neighborhood. Get him out of here, you know? Like, or be careful with your dogs and shit. Because this cougar's on the loose, you know? I hope Bigfoot doesn't get all ballsy one day and shit's like, hey, fuck this. We're going to start, you know, they're expanding into their area here if they are up here. I sound like a fucking lunatic. Gary Poppins, do not smoke this if you got someone important to talk to. Let's look at this list here so we can finish this podcast. So we can finish this podcast here for you guys. So, okay, so socially, would you do this? Yeah, I would totally do Gary Poppins socially. I think it would be hilarious conversations, you know, especially for a party. If you're going to do something important, I do not recommend it. Like before a speech, nope. Before work or like a job interview, no, I would not do this before work. Munchies, I didn't feel munchies too much. I did feel a little bit nervousness and shakiness, and I did feel a lot of forgetfulness. So could this Gary Poppins get you in trouble? I don't know. I felt, when I tell you this much, for some reason, I had a script about talking about some shit that happened at the dispensary, and this whole episode was me trying to tell you guys about this fucking Bigfoot sighting that I had up here that made me stop fucking around and stop playing around with Bigfoots. And I'm in the Bigfoot area and I didn't know that. And that's what Gary Poppins made me want to talk about. So there you go. How's that for a review? I recommend it. I like it. Maybe some people, I want somebody else to smoke this and then let me know, what do you want to talk about, bro? And then maybe a secret will come out. Like, fine, I'll confess about, yo, because if there's a strain out there that's making people confess about Bigfoot sightings, we need to, like, you know, do a study on that, which I guess we're doing right now, but, like, on more people. Interesting. So I guess that's official. Gary Poppins will make you confess your Bigfoot sighting. You heard it here first at Poundback Radio. All right. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed the show here. Make sure to give us a like, subscribe on anywhere you see us. If you guys want to support the show, check out the link tree on that's linked to this episode or on any of our profiles. And hit up the art store. We have a collection for the Poundback Radio. You want some merch.
t-shirts or anything like that, hit them up. All right, guys, catch you in the next one. Peace.